singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it to through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to the new home of World Poetry Open Mic, and we're broadcasting live from worldpoetryopenmic.net. I'm J. Todd Underhill, your humble poet. Sitting to my left is now our technical producer. He is the man with nine thumbs. He is the half squatch.
Good evening.
Good evening, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right. Whoever's calling, call back. Or whoever called recently, I think it was Dennis.
I think we
calls back. I'm sorry, I have to place you on hold right away.
That's okay. You know, we're trying out new material. We're trying out new processes. We're kind of on a learning curve, so bear with us. Sitting to his left, usually my left, or used to be my left, now my right, he is the man with the plan, the Jesse Ventura of professional poetry. He is Michael Amade.
You know, strangely, if you travel far enough from my left, you eventually come back to my right. So I am on my left.
Well, actually, you're on his third right.
Two wrongs don't make a right, but three lefts do.
That's right.
There you go.
Very true. Hey, everybody. Welcome if you're listening. We're going to have some technical stuff we're working through tonight. Just bear with us. It'll take a little bit of ironing out, especially the phone issue with the multiple calls. We're getting it handled. But we are so happy to be here.
We are.
And I just want to kind of give you guys, give you listeners a heads up that if you call, if I place you on hold right away, just hang on the line. You should hear a tone that you're listening, that you are getting a ring. And then once you hear it go dead, doesn't mean I've dropped the call. It just means I've had to place you on hold.
This is our cover our butt statement.
I do apologize ahead of time. This is kind of weird for me. If I can get this faster, I will.
All right. So that being said, we do need to pay a few bills. Tonight's show is being brought to you by the Henderson Wildlife Reserve. Check them out. If you want to spend money to feed lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, give them a call. Henderson Wildlife Reserve. Really, Penny and I actually went out there, and it's a cool place.
A friend of mine, who actually I think is listening tonight, was just out there last weekend.
That's beautiful.
Said it was a great time, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we're also being brought to you by JT's House of Cutlery. If you need just a prison shiv or something as big as a claymore, come on over to JT's House of Cutlery.
Oh, wait, JT, is that your house of cutlery?
Well, yeah.
Or there's more than one JT.
No. It's JT's House of Cutlery. Do you not remember our practice session on Wednesday? You guys were passing around swords. I thought so many swords, I thought I was in a Ronnie James Dio video.
You were in a Ronnie James Dio video. It was just a hidden camera one.
Oh.
Just letting you know. We're going reality now.
All right. That being said, our rules are the same. 1 to 3 minute long poetry. We might do a couple poems because we got a little more time. We got a little more flexibility in our new area.
A little bit. Not a lot tonight, but we're going to be expanding out from here, but we're just doing a few things at a time.
Exactly. So, we do want it free of the F-bomb and, of course, hate speech. And that being said, let's go to our first caller.
Hey, there we go.
All right. Welcome to the line, Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd.
Hi. Welcome to our new home. Do you like it here?
Yes, I love it. It's all cozy and warm because you guys are there and I'm here and we're all together tonight.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. Oh, this is great. Well, I've got two poems for you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Because they're both poems that I've read before a long time ago, but I thought they would kind of introduce our new night and our new station to the encourage poets to call in tonight.
All right.
First one is called Ode to the Spoken Word. Deep in the heart and soul of a poet waits the microphone, waiting for the heart's voice to speak its words of passionate longing. Spring blossoming the tongue, season's magnificence heard so vivid, so real, alive with each syllable read, intonations of sun-risen splendors, oh, the spoken word of worlds and wonder, read with all the passion a poet's ink bleeds, beauty on the canvas of hearts waiting, waiting to fly on those moons and stars that you write of, winging with the fairies on enchantment's delight, joyful bliss. This, your spoken word, is a miracle within the heart and soul of every poet. Hide it not, fear not, go forth to the heart's might. Pour your words on a hungry, waiting world.
Well done.
And my second one is about you. A
about
host
me?
Of an angel.
All right.
How nervous I was when first I called to read my poem for the world to hear. Then a voice, kind, gentle voice, spoke. Hello, you're on World Poetry Open Mic. The warmth in the voice of this dear man made me feel so calm and assured. Jay Todd, whom I have come to cherish, a dear friend who encourages with love. I have grown in reading my poetry now with confidence and much pride. Why? Because my dear and lovely friend believes in me.
I love that piece. That's beautiful.
Oh.
Ellie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ellie, for
coming with us. We're very happy to have you at our new home.
Yes, and it feels very comfortable in our new home.
It is very comfortable.
It's going to be a great success. We're going to achieve new heights of poetic wonder.
JT's working really hard to keep us going. Thank him for all his hard work.
Yes. JT, thank you very much. I know this has to be a technical wonder for you tonight.
It's challenging, that's for sure.
I wasn't going to use the word challenge.
Oh, no, it's okay to use challenge.
No, we like challenges here.
Yeah, we enjoy them. We thrive on them.
Okay, well, I'll be listening, and God bless you all, and I've got lots of prayers headed your way that everything be an incredible success.
Excellent. Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you.
If you want to call like Ellie, give us a call, 303-720.
Hold on, just stop out. Okay.
Wow.
New phone number. 720-240-WPOM. That's or you can just, it's the straight number, 720-240-9766.
Once again, that's 720-240-WPOM. So give us a call if you want to share your poetry.
Okay.
Wow, so, that was smooth.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like
autopilot.
Smooth like a baby's bottom.
On sandpaper.
So during Ellie's poem, I had two callers. One was Dennis. The other one, I do believe now, was Chris.
Okay. So
here's the trick. I need everybody to call in now because you get put on hold, and then I will answer in the order that I receive.
All right.
I do apologize. I'm stuck.
Guys, it's going to be much smoother.
Oh, it will. It'll get. But
now is the perfect time to call in.
So if we take the next caller, I won't be able to answer your calls.
So call in now. We're going to fill up our phone lines.
Hopefully.
720-240-WPOM.
That's right. Now, so you guys have an image of exactly what we're doing right now. We made J-Todd put some underwear back on.
Thank you. That's exciting.
I know. We're really happy about this. We're actually sitting around a table right now. We have French press coffee. We're very, very happy. It's much more – I mean, we enjoyed our time at KZKO before. This is just much more our speed, and I think this is going to be a much more conducive environment for what we want to do.
Exactly. So less pressure.
Exactly. Less pressure. And all that, but it's also going to allow us to have the expandability to, if we want to build the show out, have more time for more poets, because we know there's a lot of people who want to call in, who've tried a bunch of times, and we're getting the phone issue ironed out. It's not really an issue, it's more just learning how to handle a multitude of callers at once. We tried this the other night, it was a lot easier, but now it becomes an actual juggling act. And the only way for us to figure this out is literally just to do it and see what we can figure out.
All right, so
do we want to take
let's take another
Noelle.
Caller.
Okay.
All right, Noelle, are you on the line with us?
Not yet. Hold on. Patience is a virtue, my friend. I can't just click like a dick.
Do we look like we have virtues?
Hang on. Now she's on.
Oh, hey, Noelle, are you still on with us?
I sure am.
Hey, you're calling from New Jersey, you said, right?
Yes, I am.
Are you in Styles?
I am.
Hey, nice to meet you finally. I'm Jay Todd. I'm the one that's been talking with you on Writer's Cafe.
Oh, okay, cool.
How you doing?
I'm okay. It's a little late here for me. I'm usually getting ready to bunker down for the night, but I'm a little excited about this, so all is well.
Excellent. I'm glad you called in to share. Are you going to share a poem with us?
I am, yeah.
What do you have for us?
It's called The Last Time.
All right.
And I'm a little nervous, but I'm just going to go for it.
All right.
Okay. I remember the first time you told me you loved me, holding me tightly in the front seat of my car, like teenagers staring so intently into our eyes, our souls, and our hearts. Next to you forever was the promise that I gave, no longer searching sunsets or looking for someone to save me. Saying it from that day on too many times to count became like second nature, breathing in and breathing out. Tell me that you love me one more time before you go. Tell me like you did that night when I didn't have to know. I promise this time to hold on tight, the last time that you tell me. Look in my eyes and one last time tell me that you love me. Crazy as life is around us, one thing I always knew. I had your heart and you had mine, nothing we couldn't do. Then changes came on like the wind, real love becomes a dream. To pull it back together, not as easy as it seems. I'm searching hard now to remember. It couldn't be that long ago. Tell me that you love me one more time before you go. Tell me like you did that night when I didn't have to know. I promise this time to hold on tight the last time that you tell me. Look in my eyes and one last time tell me that you love me. I sit and wonder what we'd do if we only knew it was the last time that we'd hear it from the one we wanted to. The last time you say you love me are the most important words. I'll live in this forever. Searching for the last time that I heard. If you tell me one more time, I'll hold on to it forever. That's it.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. And thank you for blessing our new home with your poetry. This is the first time you've called us, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I thank you so much. You have no clue. Please don't make this your last time calling.
I absolutely want it. It was a great experience. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you for being patient with the phone. Thank you.
Welcome to our family, Noelle.
Bye-bye.
So you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on worldpoetryopenmic.net. You probably know that if you're already here.
Yeah, I hope so.
Now,
what
by the way,
what you may not know is we've got a chat room on
we
our
do.
Website now.
We do have the chat room just for the show. It'll be gone after the show, but we'll do it for each one. If you go down to worldpoetryopenmic.net, I'm actually there. I'm going to check it right now.
All right.
Now, also, we've had some people calling in, Dennis, a few other people.
If we're losing you, we apologize.
Yeah, we're not doing it to be rude. We're actually just trying to figure stuff out. So if you want to read your poetry on the air, give us a call, 720-240-9766, or that's 720-240-WPOM. WPOM, that's right.
All right, so that's as easy as it gets. We've had one new caller, we've had one longtime caller.
And we've had a beautiful fiasco with the phone, which we will figure out. And actually, you know what, it's just growing pains, and just bear with us.
Exactly. You know, I think I want that written on my tombstone. His life was a beautiful fiasco.
We can make it even more of a fiasco if you want.
Yeah.
Is your wife's in charge of the beautiful and we're just in charge of the fiasco?
Yes, that's pretty much how it works in my life.
Basically is how it works.
My hobbit makes everything better and you guys make everything so much more challenging.
It's funny that Gandalf said the exact same thing in Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, call in now, 720-240-WPOM.
Do we have any submissions?
We do have some submissions here. One second here.
Sorry. I just thought about that. I can't really...
And I can read, too. I'm just trying to get the phone lines to fill up.
Well, while you read, everybody. I can answer.
There we go. So.
Okay, so here we go. I have one here from Janine Restall. She says, good luck tonight in your new home. I know it'll be great. We're stuck in winter snowstorms. We went out walking on Lake Superior to see the ice caves near us on Grand Island, not the ones in Wisconsin. And it's very cool to walk on a great lake, which I can imagine, actually, that had to be a really cool experience. So this one is the poem she has for tonight. It's called Seesaw. You are a thumb poked in the eye of the sky. Your knees locked around the sides of the seat. When you apex, you never look around. All you can think about is the coming down, the whoosh, seconds before your sneakers smack the dirt. It said, first published in Storm Cellar. That was Janine Ristall, and that's called Seesaw.
Janine Ristall, thank you for that wonderful
submission. That's a really cool piece, wasn't it? I enjoyed that very much.
I wasn't laughing at you being stuck in winter. We've got a snowstorm brewing tonight, and it was just dumping. I don't know. You were out later than I was.
Hang on the line for just a few moments.
Just a little bit.
So, all right. I'm going to read one real quick while we're following up the phone lines. You want to call 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766. This one is one I wrote just a little bit ago called Like a Boss. Own what you have to as best as you can. Handle your business and smile. Stand up tall, a proud woman or man. No trials can ever tarnish or defile. Make your life what you want it to be. Magnify all of your accomplishments. Walk on with heart light and spirit free, and go forth with utmost confidence. You are your own best friend, I say, and at times your worst enemy too. Do not succumb to the tricks life may play. Strive at all times to become a better you. Make this world your personal oyster. Harvest it and take time to shuck it. When the tears threaten to make things moister, turn around and proclaim, I just don't care. Take the time to help others in need, but do not become a doormat. The ravenous sharks will come to feed. Tell them just where it is at. Make the most of the cards you are dealt. Play out the hand with intention to win. The pride will be better than any you felt, and you will find an irreplaceable grin. Turn the tables upon this life. Pull a win from each and every loss. Gain knowledge from pain and strife, and handle everything like a boss.
I like that one very much, man.
It's very good.
So. It's a cool one.
Dennis, call back. Thank you.
Okay. Right. So okay, so Dennis.
Hang on.
Dennis.
Hold Dennis.
On. He's been trained.
Yes.
Dennis, I'm not hanging up on you. I'm just placing you on hold. I have to place you on hold right away, so I do apologize. So hang on the line, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Have
I appreciate
music.
It.
You can't hear the radio.
Unfortunately, I have nothing.
The phone line, so
hang on.
Just hold on. All right.
Wow.
Did he drop
okay.
him?
No, he
okay.
No.
Okay. Good. Good.
Okay.
I just all placed right. him on hold.
Dennis,
hang
we
on,
love
got
you,
another
man.
One.
Okay.
Hang on the line for me for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
So you guys can talk.
All right.
I will just talk over you.
That's fine.
This is going to be great.
Okay.
So
this is
like a pre-show meeting.
You know what this really is? This is a lot like listening to a customer service department, and with interspersed with poetry.
This would be kind of interesting as a customer service.
I can't imagine what it's like to listen to this right now. Okay.
To apologize.
If you want help with your Sonic, please press 1.
Exactly.
If you want help with your VLNL, please press 2. If you want help with a Rondell, press 4. If you're schizophrenic, press 5 over and over again.
If you have multiple personality disorder, please press 6, 7, and 8.
Okay, so just to explain to everybody what's going on right now, we have multiple lines that are available. So when people call in, we actually can answer it. But the thing is we can't answer you and have you on the air at the same time right now. So we're trying to figure out how to make all of that work. We will have it figured out, and we'll have a much more smooth process this next week when we come on the air. So I appreciate all of you bearing with us and sticking with this.
Do we want to do a caller while
Well, what we're doing right now is...
While we're waiting,
JT's talking over with.
So we have some multiple callers on the line right now. Why don't we go to one of them and we have them share?
All right. I don't know who this is, so
please welcome to the line, mystery guest to World Poetry Open Mic. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, who's this?
This is Jack in San Antonio.
Jack. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, guys?
Not much.
I figured I'd stop by and visit the new home.
Ah, what do you think so far?
I like your garden out front. It's nice.
You know, JT works really hard on that.
I can tell. I can tell.
One of his many titles is Haiku Master, Half Squatch. There's also Garden Gnome, Living Garden Gnome.
Garden Gnome. That's a good one. I like that. Well, good. Y'all having fun?
Oh, we're
sounds
having a
like
time.
It.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing our best to answer the phone on the air.
I got you. Well, I got one for you.
All right.
And this one is titled, Leonard Cohen Was Right.
All right.
Standing before this microphone, blank faces stare from cushioned chairs. Jewels sparkle, acting like they're real, while bow ties just seem sad. It happens. Marching to the beat of clicking heels, unbuttoned vests, as strange eclipse spotlights illumine smoke swirls and overhead rafters flowing from my embered fingertips. And my hair is a mess, but it always is, and I don't care. Do you? I'd clear my throat, but that does no good. Gravel has taken up residence. It pays the rent. The room goes dim. The audience worries. Glares spark like steel on asphalt. I can see them clear, slowly fading in anxious doubt, scratching on some ink pad and dusty sheets. Ideas. Yet I adore you. I love everything that is you. Need surpasses desire, and I need. My arms long to cling you, crush you against me. Breathing is one, harmonious breath. Just thoughts, they come. The bass player plucks, and that is my cue. Flicking my ashes, I begin to read poetry, and the audience smiles. I am a poet, and poetry is cool. Leonard Cohen was right.
Well done, Jack.
Yeah.
Heck yes. And, you know, we throw around the living poetic masters around on the show a lot. Leonard Cohen would be one I put way up there, too, on the living
masters. I'll tell you, I was sitting there, and this thought came to me, and what I try to do is climb inside of his head and stand on the stage being another person inside of him, and I wrote what I saw. And this is what came out of it. It was a very cool experience. And no, I wasn't drinking or anything else. I was actually at work, you know. But it was a nice little vacation from work when I got to go stand on that stage with him for a little while. It was pretty cool.
Totally. Oh man, I really enjoyed that. Thank you for calling our show, brother.
Well, no problem.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck, guys.
I got to say, you sound really good on this new setup too.
Hey, thanks. I was hoping that. I was hoping.
You sound closer. Like, you're outside my house? No.
He's looking through that window over there.
Whoa.
It must be the garden. I think the garden does it.
It must.
Exactly. That's true.
It's got to be.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
All right, guys. Have fun.
And we are. If you want to call it like Jack, 720-240-WPOM.
That's 720-240-9766. This is a new experience for us. And I want to say thank you all, especially, you know, Dennis, and I've been talking to some of you online here. Thank you so much for your patience and just for having us, you know, kind of figure this out through this transitory period.
Yes.
I feel like kind of this is like an hour-long puberty.
Yes.
Well.
I kind of wish I had brought that tank of helium now. Yeah. I was thinking about doing that earlier.
Could squeak.
Never mind.
I could be the third member. Speaking of which, we need to address something.
We do.
I was going to say I was going to bring the helium so I could vary a voice, make it sound like a female voice is here with us tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a few things. Do you want to announce or would you like me to?
Well, we kind of announced it on the websites this week. For those that didn't catch it, in our transitory period, the Phantom has opted to step down from her position on the show, which I totally support.
For now, right?
I get it. For now.
Okay.
She is concentrating on her health. She wants to get, she's working out. She's got lots of job to do. So doing the radio show was eating up some of her time. Totally get why she left.
Did you just, knowing full well, actually the story that you know, kind of what's actually going on. Did you just actually say that she stopped doing the show so she could work out more?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You know, I was kind of thinking about that myself. I might go do some power squats. I'll see you guys later.
Never mind. Power squat. Okay. What are you anyway.
No. Okay, so.
All right.
Do you want to take the next one?
Yes, please. Sure. All right. Is it Dennis?
It is Dennis.
Dennis.
Dennis, welcome to our home.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah. It's great to be at the new improved World Poetry Open Mic.
I'll go with new. I'm not sure if it's... I like it. No, it's more improved.
It is improved. Yes,
sound.
Yes, and Dennis, I know I've been sending a message to you. Thanks so much for being patient. And we'll get this ironed out.
It's my pleasure, and I'm glad to be part of this. I missed the premiere show the first time around, but I told myself I wouldn't miss it this time. Oh, so here I am.
Thank you very much, brother.
Oh, excellent. So what do you have for us?
All right. I have a poem for you I wrote for the occasion of tonight. The title is Learning Curves, and growing pains. A wise man once said, anything that comes too easy may not accomplish anything with lasting satisfaction. As a child learns to walk, taking his first steps on his own, the times he fell are not forgotten, but the thrill of impending success overrides the fear, allowing him to take those independent steps. As the child gets older and moves from tricycle to a two-wheeler bike with training wheels, the day comes when those training wheels are removed and he is ready for his solo flight. World Poetry Open Mic is that child, suckled and weaned, ready to start making advances toward the goal of independent functionality. So, as we take each step forward, we are confident due to the experience of the past. Have mistakes been made? Why, yes. Have we fallen down? Occasionally. But did we get up, brush ourselves off, and move forward? Most certainly. Poets are a spirited bunch that keep moving in spite of odds. World Poetry Open Mic is here to stay. There will be learning curves and growing pains. But shoulder to shoulder, we press on toward our goal. Onward and upward.
Well done, brother.
Thank you.
Brother, I thank you for being such a longtime supporter and such a fervent supporter of World Poetry Open Mic. I can't thank you enough.
Well, it's been a great association for us all. It's been mutual. We've all benefited from it, and I'm just glad to be a small part of this.
Oh, thank you, brother. And really, each and every poet that's called from show one until now is really in high regards as far as my esteem as their poetry, but also getting involved in a community that is growing.
Oh. Yes, it is. And we're glad to be part of that.
Thank you, brother.
If you want thank to call you, and God bless.
He always does, doesn't he? If you want to call like that, just give us a call, 303-386. No.
Please hold.
Oh, 720.
Please hold. My goodness, man.
I know. 720-240.
Please hold.
9766. Wow. That is
it's
burning
such
in my
a
brain.
Habit,
okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, let's,
it
is. Okay, everybody be quiet for a second. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. It was just a little unclear that last time. I just needed to make everybody calm down.
Yes.
So we could hear the number.
Okay. To be honest, before we came into the studio,
I just placed you on hold.
Right
don't
before
hang
I
up.
Left my house, which is literally 5 minutes away, I called the producer over at that other place and said, "I'm sorry if you get any phone calls because I know it's so ingrained in my head to give out that other phone number." So once again, just to get it straight, 720-240-WPOM.
Now, if please you hold. If you call and you are, he says, please hold, and he'll put you on hold. That is, it's not because
please
we're being
hold.
Rude. It's literally because we have calls coming in and we're trying to line up a group of them. And then we can go from one to the other, to the other, to the other without breaking anything. So if you get put on hold, don't hang up.
All right.
Okay.
Do we want to start burning through a couple or no?
Okay. I think we have.
I need the person to call back.
Oh,
someone
just
hung
up on? Oh,
okay.
Thank
it.
You. Hang on just a moment. Okay. Please hold on the line.
Now,
we'll
normally,
get to you in just a few, okay?
What you're hearing right now
yeah. Thank you.
Is normally what happens behind the glass, behind the scenes at KZKO. And so, I mean, this actually is happening during
very
the show
true.
Anyway.
You're
it's
actually,
just
yeah.
we're figuring out all the little technology stuff. But let's make a point here. But last week, we were in a professional radio station.
Yes, we
okay.
were.
Now, this week, we are not – well, I mean
– we are in a professional radio station
In our minds. It's like a dome of our imagination.
I am stuck there in perpetual. Never mind.
Now the point is that we're having just like some of the subtleties and the things like, well, it doesn't sound so subtle when they're calling in and we're on the air.
Okay.
But some of those things are being worked out. And yes. I have complete ability. Now, I do also have to say one thing I'm very excited about for this next week is seeing that it's so close to St. Patrick's Day. I've had several of the listeners, you know, wanting me to kind of perform on the air like I did last year.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a lot more control about how things sound. I think it's going to sound a lot closer to studio quality performing here. We'll have some more, you know, effects on the guitar and all kinds of cool stuff. So looking forward to that. I'm going to be as over the top as possible. Maybe, you know, I'm thinking about, even though no one's going to see me, I'm thinking about wearing a headphone microphone and dressing like a leprechaun.
That'll be a wonderful sight to see.
You think? Yeah. Well, I mean, especially, you know, that Irish people are notoriously known as the sexiest people in Europe.
What?
Okay. It's very true. It's very true. They're widely known.
Italian women are the sexiest people.
Do we want to take the next caller?
Sure.
Okay.
I gotta say the Greeks.
I've got another person that just hung up. If you can. Call back.
Would you stop making people hang up when
they
call?
I'm trying not to make
it. It's my voice. That's what's bothering me.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's try this one.
Okay. So we'll try this call. Oh, hang on just a moment. So if you can, please hold on for just a few moments, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So here we go. We're going to go with the next caller.
Do we know who it is?
I have no idea.
All right.
I'm just placing these people on hold.
Let's just go with it.
Here we go. Okay, welcome aboard.
You've got World Poetry Open Mic. What's your name?
Hello there. I'm Mel Patterson.
Oh, Mel, how are you doing?
Rexville Hill, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Mel. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm excited about your new station. I love the banter between you two. And I heard Dennis, and his poem was beautiful.
Wasn't it, though?
Yes. I have two short ones.
That's fine.
Okay, this one is called Opposites. In starlight, expectation hopes. In sunlight, reality bites. What seems lovely at midnight shocks us in dawn's awakening with no clear division between opposites. What once was black and white, now only gray exists.
Nice. I like that
one. And then the other one is, what have we done? Author of life infinitesimal, sacristan of the heavens, wisdom played music as creator directed. Choirs of angels still sing. It was good. Before eons were conceived, our earth heaved by his hand raised. Pristine crystal waters flowed. Foliage, flowering trees came to be. Majesty's tapestries unfolded. Creatures crept. Man slept. It was good. What have we done?
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being on.
And
thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're welcome. And lots of love prayers for complete success. And I'll tune again. I can hear everything tonight.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's good to hear.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. If you want to call in like Mel, give us a call, 720-240-WPOM.
Oh, that's great. 720-240-WPOM.
We have a next caller already on.
All right.
Exciting.
Who's this?
Hi, guys.
Ah.
Hey. Hey, we know you.
Yeah, I told you I'd show up tonight.
Very happy you did.
Thank you for your patience. You. I'm sorry. I'm just like, I can't answer during a poll.
I got the high guy. It's Tate from O'Heal. I didn't get to say that. Darn it.
Well, I'm a little late joining in tonight, but
it's okay.
I do have a new one for you tonight.
All right.
All right. This one I just wrote, just called End of Days. Both the tears that live in sorrows, along with tears born from pain, echo through the lost tomorrows that will never come again. For I had closed my heart away as to hide behind a door, so the longing I'd kept at bay would trouble my soul no more. With the storms brought by the spring came the April wind sublime, the children's happy feet now sing pitter-patter keeping time. I kept the promise to my heart, burning love has kept me warm, all ready for the end in part, with my back turned toward the storm. The sun did set upon my chest as lost love cried out in me. Give me life or give me rest was the sound of my heart's plea.
Nice. Well done.
How's it going tonight?
You know, all trials aside, I think we're having a really good show, actually.
Oh, well, yeah, I think we're. I mean, the thing that we were excited about is, you know, I think if we had done this, the technical side, and the show brand new at first, it would have been a total disaster.
Yes.
I think the fact that we have 15 months or so of actually doing the show, and now it's more worrying about the technical side, I think we can handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, we'll have some growing pains, but it'll be fun.
Yes, it will be fun. I want to thank you for calling our show, and I hope we hear from you next week.
I'll try.
All right. Don't be afraid to try out that new number, 720-240-WPOM.
I'm a little afraid, man. I'm a little afraid of dialing that number.
No, that's okay.
You know, I dialed that number at work to see what would happen while we were off the air, and it went, the subscriber you reach is not able to be reached.
Well, we're going to figure that out. However, I will tell you that I'm afraid of calling that number right now because it'll create a recursion.
Please
don't do that.
Yes. And you know what will happen when that happens? We will see the inner workings of the universe.
Oh, wow.
I took a little piece of paper once that made me see that. Anyway, we're not going to go there.
We have one.
There was nothing
right
on that paper, by the way.
Yes, we do. All right.
Put them through.
Okay, here we go.
All right. You've got World Poetry Open Mic. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Debbie from Saratoga Springs.
Debbie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. And I'd like to congratulate you on the new show and the station.
Oh, thank you very much. It's nice to have our own little space where we can just be ourselves, really.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly comfortable right now, Debbie.
Oh.
That's a little disturbing, too. But continue on, Debbie.
I have a poem that I wrote yesterday, and it's called You Stole My Heart. It's a new form I tried called a backrezzese.
All right.
If that's how you pronounce it, it's, let me get it up here. You
right.
are the only man in my dreams with your love flowing over me. For you have so truly blessed me, you stole my heart. Your lips softly planted on mine, feeling so intoxicated, melting within your every kiss, you stole my heart. Your heart I will claim as my own. I promise you my love is true. Oh, precious love, I am yours. You stole my heart.
Done. Very well done.
Thank you.
Debbie, I have to admit, okay, I do take phone calls from all over the country as part of my job, and this person called me today. They had a very similar accent to yours, and I'm like, this is Debbie, isn't it? And she's like, no, it's not. I'm like, oh.
It's funny how sometimes two people sound alike.
Yes. So, thank you for calling our show. Welcome to our new home. Please don't quit calling us. I like the way you read your poetry on our show.
Thank you. I'll have to call again when work permits it.
Nice. Yes, work is always a trial, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm usually not off on a Friday, so I'm in bed early because I got to get up the next day.
Gotcha. Trust me, my Thursday was challenging because we tested until midnight here, and then by the time I got home, it was time to get up again. Well, I thank you for your time.
I know that one.
And please call us next week, okay?
I'll try.
All right. Once again, that number is 720-240-WPOM.
That's
hang on the line for just a moment.
That's, I feel like I'm in a doctor's office. 720-240-WPOM. And no, he is not making appointments for your next optometrist visit. We are actually answering and kind of setting up a queue so you can read your poetry.
Tell you what,
on the air.
Everybody knows the number. We've given it out. I'll read another poem while people are coming in, and you can talk over the top.
Sounds
of me.
Sounds great.
Fine.
Sounds good.
Are you sure? I'll just say, you know, please hold.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
You do it right. In that. Please hold.
That would be too funny. And this is going to be a short piece by me. This is entitled Seize the Day. The morning sunrise, spectacular. A myriad of colors paints the sky. A picture worth over a million words, though I will not even get close. Reds and pinks, purples and blues. The atmosphere is God's canvas. The wind and clouds, unseen brushstrokes. My eyes delight in the exquisite sight, knowing that no matter what, the day will be grand. My spirit is light, my soul at ease, and my mind is open to all that may come my way. I know that God is walking with me. The possibilities are limitless. Carpe diem.
Very nice.
Thank you, brother.
It was good.
Sorry. Sometimes you write a good poem there, Mr. Underhill.
You know, every once in a while, I get lucky.
And it is okay to interrupt us.
Yes.
Yeah, you
so
can interrupt
if you
us.
Call
yeah,
during,
just go ahead and call while we're doing our submissions, talk, while we're doing so. This. We interrupt each other, too, a lot.
That we do.
That's true. No.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I was going to say, we do have another caller. We can take it.
Let's do it.
Okay,
let's do it.
We're just going this. Full out, huh?
Going full out.
All right, here we go.
All right, welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm J. Todd Underhill. Who are you?
This is Alexanne. How are you guys doing?
Alexanne! Now, no dropping the F-bomb now.
Do you like that that's the first thing he says the moment he knows it's you?
I know it's you, yes.
Yeah. I'm just glad he knows it's me.
Yes.
Excellent.
So you got a poem to share with us?
Yeah, it's sort of a poem. It doesn't have a title. I actually just finished it, but... Okay. Tattoos, white stripes, red wine, your windows open and the breeze, carrying poetry about your mother, excerpts from your unfinished novel and your tears out into the universe that you regarded as God. You said to me, I'm done denying myself the things I want because life is short and mine is much shorter. Your presence was overwhelmingly soulful, even if it slipped away and you thought of your death as going home. You inspired, influenced, and encouraged everyone who was lucky enough to cross your path, and you asked me to write about you, but you never finished your novel.
Oh, goodness. That's got to be about Ron Orcutt, right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your loss, by the way.
Yeah.
And he was an English teacher of yours, is that correct?
Yes, he was my high school English teacher, and then we reconnected after I got out of school and became really good friends.
And he passed today?
He's a pretty wonderful person. He had lung cancer.
Oh, that's rough.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And you called him before calling our show, didn't you, for some advice, didn't you?
I did, yeah. The first time I called you guys, I spoke to him beforehand, and I mean, other times before calling you guys, I would talk to him.
I
spoke to him last week, even, and he had lost his vision, was the last that I had heard from him. And
wow.
Bummer. It was a bummer, but he was ready. I think he's probably okay now.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. Through the course of my time writing, you will find quite a few mentors, but there's always that one real close mentor on your poetic styling that you get in touch with, and I hope this Mr. Orchid is yours.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry you've lost him.
Yeah, so,
I feel your pain, sister.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, you know, that's life sometimes. And wow. We will do the best we can with life, won't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. I thank you for calling our show. Please don't be afraid to call next week. We love having you as part of our family.
Well, I love being a part of it. Thank you, guys.
Excellent. So, if you want to call on like Alexanne, give us a call, 720-240-WPOM.
That's 720-240-WPOM. This is the only World Poetry Open Mic. Actually, there's other shows that do it.
No,
we
there
are
isn't.
World
no,
Poetry.
No, no, no. We are the only ones.
Well, okay.
We are the only
no,
ones.
No, we're not.
You're not advertising other poetry no. shows.
That's right? Why I'm not saying anything about
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we have open area for calls to come through.
So if you've had a hard time at other digs getting through, now is the time to call us. We've got multiple phone lines. Yes, it's a little bit of a challenge to fill them up. Call now, 720-240-9766.
But, you know, the thing is it's... this is a first time for a lot of people here. You know, I mean, with, you know, with our, with this new setup and everything. So it's, there's going to be a little bit of it. Trust me, it's going to be phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Well, no, okay, we're not doing that.
Oh, darn it.
Because that will be stuck in everybody's head.
That's
for the rest
right.
of
now
the evening.
Now it is.
There we go.
Great job.
It's in your, okay. You just got over that from Wednesday night.
Did you?
Do we have?
Oh, you know, we do
or
have
do
something.
We have another submission.
No, what? You know, no. Well, we do, but we do. Here's the deal. It's 8:47, so, I mean, this has been flying
this is
by.
Exactly the time we would be doing this, isn't it?
Yeah, so, actually, guys, you know, there's some things that don't change when we move from one location to another. In fact, there's a lot of things we hope don't change and things we can make better. One of the things that I always loved so much about our show was that we stopped and we paid attention to someone who's very special in our group.
Yes.
And this man is, I've heard recently, in the last week, has actually gone up to a 467th level degree in haiku masterdom. I know. I was amazed, too. How did you do this work?
I thought it was gardening. He was the 467th level.
No. 467, haiku. It is, well, obviously, it's the haiku master.
Oh, boy, he's a haiku master.
Smooth as a baby's bottom.
Please hold.
You know, I'm used to the
I'm used to the
rock concert levels of that song usually
I
exploding through my eardrums.
Yeah, I'm sorry, people. No, it's kind of weird.
You know, you're very modest with that volume of your own theme song there.
I know.
I turned it up.
You know
what? Wow.
You did, really?
I did.
Do I need to boost that volume?
No.
I can boost that volume.
No, we're good.
Buttons or anything. Just read the damn haiku.
Just do those because we do have a caller.
Okay, here we go. So
if you could still hear me, please hold.
The haiku master does three
haikus.
They're all themed. He doesn't mention the theme directly. If you know what the theme is, go out to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/worldpoetryopenmic, and
or you could go to worldpoetryopenmic.net. Guess what? You're probably already there. And just go down to the chat box and just put something in the chat box.
And, of course, you know, you could always just call us and tell us what the answer is.
There's a lot of chat litter in the chat box, but it's a good place to put something. All right, here we go.
Slurp my drink on air. Bravo.
Right, here we go.
Oh, wow.
All right. So here's the first of the three haikus. Rapier or foil, only to expose weakness. First blood it shall be. A weapon of choice, back to back, and take your mark. A shot after 10.
All right.
Okay. Bruce Harvey and Clark. Batman, Two-Face, Superman, personality. Interesting. If you think you know, you must say something on worldpoetryopenmic.net or our Facebook, World Poetry Open Mic on Facebook. Okay, I'm
that's
done.
What makes him
someone else take this over.
That's what makes him a haiku master.
Stick a fork in me.
What's with him and his weapons?
I can't believe. You know the line that John Lennon says at the end of I Am the Walrus?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like every time I hear that.
That's funny. All right, so do we want to go to our callers?
Yes.
All right.
This show's about the callers.
Please welcome to the line the next caller on World Poetry Open Mic. And it's a dog.
No.
Wow.
Relax. Who is it? Is an actual person.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Ola.
Ola, hey, welcome.
Hello.
And you're calling us from Oregon, correct?
I am.
Nice. Welcome to our new digs.
I see that. You guys are having a lot of fun tonight.
We are having a lot of fun.
We're kind of forced to have a lot of fun, but we are having a lot of fun as well. It's called filling dead space.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What do you have for us?
Well, actually, I haven't done a lot of writing lately, but I was kind of flipping through some things I had in my archives, and I came across something that was actually written for me about friendship.
Okay.
And so I thought you guys might enjoy this.
Go for it.
Says, are you ever tired of those sissy friendship poems that always sound good but never actually come close to reality? Well, here is the series of promises that actually speak of true friendship. You will see no cute little smiley faces on this, just the stone-cold truth of our great friendship. One, when you are sad, I will help you get drunk and plot revenge against the sorry bastard who made you feel sad. Two, when you are blue, I will try to dislodge whatever is choking you. Three, when you smile, I will know you are thinking of something that I would probably want to be involved in. Four, when you are scared, I will rag you every chance I get until you're not. When you are worried, this is five, I will tell you horrible stories about how much worse it could be until you quit whining. Six, when you are confused, I will try to use only little words. Seven, when you are sick, stay the hell away from me until you are well again. I don't want whatever you have. Eight, when you fall, I will laugh at your clumsy ass, but I will help you up. Nine, this is my oath. I pledge it to the end. Why, you ask? Because you are my friend. Friendship is like peeing your pants. Everyone can see it, but only you can feel the true warmth.
I love it.
Oh. I love it. Always love it. Oh.
You guys are just so much friends, and everybody that has called in tonight has been talking about being friends and being part of the program, and I just wanted to do something that would tell you how much we all appreciate you, and we're happy that it's going to keep going.
So I thank you very much, and I do want to say, I think she just called us all P.
No, we just all get to experience that.
You know, it's funny. That's not even the first time today I've been called that.
Wow.
And I spend most of the day around my mother.
Oh.
No. Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. Hey, thank you so much. That was great.
Hello. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, if you want to call in like Ola, give us a call, 720-240-WPOM.
That's 720-240-WPOM.
Or it's 9766 for those last
four. That is true, too.
Okay. That's true.
Speaking of your mother, I do want to take a moment out of our busy schedule here and say, Ann, our hearts are with you. Make a speedy recovery. You've been a busy woman as of late. Just know that we all love you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all, well, I mean, she knows. Yeah. We're all pulling for a speedy recovery.
Yes.
We do have another caller.
All right.
Ready?
Put them in. Let's go. All right. You're on World Poetry Open Mic.
Hi, guys. It's Sadie.
It's who?
Sadie.
I don't know if I'm familiar with the Sadie.
Have we had a Sadie call our show before?
I haven't called in for a while.
You were at our 1-year anniversary. How could I forget you?
Yeah, that's true. Well,
I know.
With my
right?
state at the 1-year anniversary, I'm surprised I remember anything. But I remember Sadie. There.
Yes.
Sadie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Yeah. So I have to say, I've been listening, and it sounds awesome. And so far, this show has been amazing. So
thank you.
You guys are doing awesome, and I'm so happy for you all. And
thank you.
Yeah. So I have a couple of them. One of them's really short and just kind of flowed off the tongue today at work while I was looking at one of the guys I work with. And so I entitled it Brian because that's who I was looking at. And it goes, "It ain't easy being sleazy to have what you say sound oh so cheesy. And to have girls walk away from you feeling queasy. That's why it ain't easy being sleazy."
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. You're right. It's really not easy.
No, it's not.
No. I mean, incredibly.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. That's really hard.
You are really cheesy.
And then,
I am. I'm incredibly cheesy.
Yeah.
Some say sappy, too. So I'm kind of two things put together.
Yeah. All right, and then I have one more for you all, and then I'll get off the line.
Nope. All right.
Go back to your awesomeness. This one's entitled Chefs. Rising with the sun and walking home with the moon. It is in the underbelly of civilized society that we find a home. few can follow our footsteps, even fewer make it to the glory that we all seek, to carve our name amongst the greats and the sellouts, pouring our hearts and souls into everything we make, hoping to cause your eyes to roll to the back of your head, to hear a sound pass through your lips, a sound normally saved for moments of intense pleasure. We are thieves. We are children that play with sharp knives and big flames, refusing to conform to anyone's term of normal, defining our own terms of unique. We are artists. We are chefs.
Well done.
I like that.
Absolutely.
That was good.
Superb, good. Sadie.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, all right, you all have a wonderful evening, and I will speak with you next Friday.
Excellent. Sounds looking great. Forward to it, and good luck getting back to your awesomeness, poet and chef.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I wouldn't call it awesomeness, but
oh yes,
definitely.
That's all the cool right, thing about awesome. Thank mm-hmm. you. You have a great night. That's the cool thing about chefs. Yep. They always have something cooking. Anyway.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, really? Why do we even do a radio show if you're going to say things like that?
Right.
So we had another caller calling in. There
up.
She
oh,
is.
I was going to say they hung up after that last
the call.
Let's just go.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Is this Chris?
Yeah, this is Chris from Lansing.
Oh, welcome aboard, Chris.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys were going to pick up. This was the third time it was just ringing away.
Well, sometimes it, during the other poets that are reading, it's hard to get them on hold. So it's more we're learning the process.
Hang on. So, Chris, okay. just so you know, when the poet's on and you're calling in, I can't answer without turning them completely off. So.
Wow.
It's just kind of bear with us and once you hear a break, go ahead. If we're talking and the poet isn't, please go right ahead. Call, I'll answer, but you'll have to just be placed on hold in the future. So,
okay,
just
well,
giving you
not
a heads
an
up.
Issue.
Thank
not
you.
An issue. I'm learning your system the same way you guys are.
Yep.
Thank you.
So how y'all been?
Been good. You going to share one with us tonight, brother?
That was the idea. Before I started, though, I want to preface it. This is about a loss. A lot of people today have got enough times, as I'm sure you guys are aware, whether it be financially or mind-trying, whatever, and some people... It just takes too much of them, and they pass away. In this particular case, my friend decided he couldn't face anything anymore, and he didn't bother to talk to anybody, or it just overcame him in one day. Everything just went the hell in a handbasket.
All right.
So, anyway, this is for Chris. From me. Life is just a breath away in either direction. I don't pretend to understand. I can only try. That's what being human is, I guess. Pain and doing what we can to just know and then live through it. Some brilliance is more fragile than we want to ever believe. And so are some friends. The Diamond Knight. It's very dark, both inside and out right now. Dream time and awake mares. The brooding, non-silence of a mind stepping along its path of most resistance. Ding dong, the witch is dead, witch old witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. The melody has its presence in now's reality. Sparks and fading after images. fireflies on sight's edges, all sides and sides. Flash, blink, bubble pop bright, dull, following, living. And my voice is a whispered monotone echo reaching my ears, harmonizing with the mind's skips. But my hands are empty. My hands are empty. And I'm walking slow. I know and understand the whys. My whys. Not your whys, wherefores. And the tired being tired self and introspection. Outward and inward angers, reachings, failures, tries and promises, and things that believe in, endings and the loud silence of every breath, hot eyes staring into the nothing. And seeing everything. Loves me. Loves me not. Loves me. Dreaming not. Dreaming not. Am not. I miss that boy. How do we understand our lines within and our crossing the lines when you're awake? Is there asleep? And the nothing is as real as it gets for us all. Thanks, guys.
Wow. Brother, once again, you absolutely slay me. That was a great piece.
It was. Wow.
Thank you for calling our show, Chris. It was great.
You guys take care. I'm glad I caught you.
Excellent. Glad we caught you.
Have a good run, guys. Have a good run. I'll be listening to you all. Laters.
Laters. All right. So, think about that piece. There was a little piece that he sang in there that just killed me. the Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Mm-hmm. And you guys were both at my mom's memorial service, and she insisted years before she passed, she's like, at my memorial service, I want you to play Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead as the last song. And you could tell everybody in that memorial service that knew my mother, because the minute it started playing, they started laughing. The ones that didn't know my mother made this loud sucking sound like, how could you play that?
And the funny thing was is that it was her requested song.
Exactly. And well, those that knew her knew she requested it.
And yeah. and nobody actually said anything to the people who had no idea that she'd requested it, so it just became really awkward.
It was quite awkward. And the pastor that presided over it was shaking his head and going, this is the funniest memorial service I've ever done.
Yeah, because there was no explanation. I personally think things like that with no explanation make by far more interesting situations.
Yes. I want my memorial service. I want everybody to come dressed in luau gear.
Oh, okay.
Grass skirt, okay. Hawaiian shirt.
Can I wear a kilt, though?
No, a grass skirt and Hawaiian shirt.
Why do I have to wear a grass skirt?
Because that is luau gear. A kilt is something else.
That is for sure.
A kilt is party just gear. A tartan. Okay.
Yes. I'm all about a party and a kilt.
And you know what? Michael would show up with just his kilt and caboodle, and that'd be it.
Kilt and caboodle. Now,
all right.
So we have a few more minutes. We wanted to stretch a little bit beyond 9. What we're looking at doing is, you know, depending on the amount of poets we're wanting to call in, expanding the show out. I think everybody's kind of trained to it being an hour right now.
Yeah.
And what we'd like to do is, if you know other poets, people you know that are listening, we know there's quite a few more people, like a lot more people listening to this show than call in.
Yes.
We know that for a fact. So if you want to call in, you can give us a call, 720-240-WPOM, or... you know, think about something you want to do for next week. You know, tell other people, call. And as we start getting more callers, we'll start expanding that time out. The one thing we don't want to have is 2 hours, 2.5 hours,
and only have an hour's worth of callers.
You know, and you have me singing, you know, the theme song to Titanic or something a cappella to fill the time. So that's definitely something we want to avoid.
Exactly. You are no Celine.
Well, everybody else wants to avoid. I personally don't. I think it would be fabulous.
You always would think that would be fabulous. So I do want to say thank you, everybody that's made this forum possible and grow. I ask that you go out and tell your friends about us. Kind of like Batman. Anyway, and...
Oh, by the way, before the show's over, I have something to ask you, but go ahead.
All right.
Oh.
I do want to thank you guys for partaking in World Poetry Open Mic. I want to thank each member of this crew as well for working their tails off to keep this going. And I also want to thank the fine people over at KZKO for letting us have the first opportunity to make this happen. And now that it's happening and, you know, we don't fit their business model, we'll do it ourselves. DIY radio.
I think you're completely misconstruing our own situation.
Whatever.
It's not exactly like we didn't fit someone else's business model.
All right.
They didn't fit ours.
He has his freaking Viking hat on.
No, if you're going to start making claims like that, buddy, then I'm going to start actually saying what really happened. But I'm not going to.
No.
Okay, so anyway.
You had a question.
Yes, I do. And this question isn't from me. This question is from Debbie on the chat room.
Oh.
Ooh.
What, pray tell, was the theme of the three haiku?
Oh.
Oh.
We're asking to reveal at the end of the show.
Because
huh?
we haven't actually ever revealed one at all. All
right.
This will be the first grand reveal of the haiku master.
Yes.
This set of haikus were, it hit me today. To figure out what words to go along with this, and it's dual.
Uh-huh.
Dual.
Debbie, as in, I think Debbie got it.
Okay, good, because you know it is a duality for personalities.
Oh,
was there
Batman,
a,
Bruce
was there
Wayne,
a of banjos? Because I'd have gotten
Harvey Dent, also known as Two-Face, Clark Kent, Superman.
See?
The dueling rapier or foils,
mm-hmm.
and the dueling pistols.
Pistols.
Yes.
At 10 paces. So, that's what
and not
it was.
Once
and
did
yes,
you mention banjos.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to. I was thinking about it, but, you know, I figured,
he sure does have a pretty mouth. Anyway.
Okay. There goes keeping it classy.
Well.
Okay. Well.
All right. It's gotten way past my bedtime. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic live on worldpoetryopenmic.net for the Half Squatch and for Michael Amade. We thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.